People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wealth and Wisdom Radio Show. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, author of The Alchemy of True Success, which hit the international bestseller list 2 weeks ago, and I don't think I've slept a wink ever since. It's been an incredible journey, and I thank you, my loyal listeners and supporters who helped make that happen. I have a terrific show planned for you today, and before I introduce my very special guest, Sonia Choquette, I'm really excited to have her back on the show. I want to give a big shout-out to Sandra Gravis, host of My Living Radio. Thank you, Sandra, for having me on your show yesterday. I really enjoyed it, and I look forward to being on your show again. And also, I'd like to give a big thank you to Vonda Gussman, host of Life is So Beautiful Radio. I had a wonderful time on your show yesterday, too, and thank you so much for helping me get the word out about my book, and you're such a blessing, so thank you, Vonda. Now, for those of you who are online and listening, you probably noticed that the chat room isn't up on Blog Talk. However, it is on my Facebook page, so please go to Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom page, where the chat room is open and ready for your comments. And while you are there, please click the like button. We like it when you like us. Okay, so without further ado, I would like to introduce you to my guest today, Sonia Choquette.
She is a third generation intuitive and prolific writer. Her books have sold over 1 million copies worldwide, and they have been on the New York Times bestseller list. Sonia has been a personal intuitive advisor to Louise Hay, Julia Cameron, Carolyn Miss, Wayne Dyer, and pop icon Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, and also a professional consultant to international business leaders such as Charlotte Beers, a Fortune 500 company CEO. Sonia is highly educated. She is educated at the University of Denver and the Sorbonne in Paris. Sonia also received a bachelor's degree, master's degree, doctorate degree in metaphysics from the American Institute of Holistic Theology. She is a master of psychic arts and metaphysical law. She is also the best-selling author of more than a dozen books published in more than 30 countries. So, Sonia, welcome back to the Wealth and Wisdom Hour. How are you?
I'm happy, and I'm happy to be with you today. Thank you.
Oh, great. My pleasure. I follow your work, and I absolutely love your work, and that's why it's so fun for me to get to connect with you and also to share you with my listeners.
I'm so grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And thank you for always saying yes to being on the show. I really appreciate that. And I know my listeners absolutely love you. And you know, most of the people listening to the show probably are familiar with The Sixth Sense, but because we're always adding new listeners onto the show. And for some folks who haven't really heard much about following their intuitive guidance or their sixth sense, can you share with people what the sixth sense is and how they can tap into it?
Well, the sixth sense is the intelligence and awareness of the heart, which is the first organ in the body to develop. It is the frequency, and the heartbeat is the frequency of spirit. It's what gives the heart a beat. It's that divine energy within us that is connected to everything. It is the energy that informs us internally, whereas our other five senses inform us externally. And this wisdom responds to a number of things. First of all, there's the primary wisdom of my own inner knowing of who I am, my authentic self that is able to keep me on track and in integrity with who I am. So there's that faculty and facet. There's also a telepathic facet, because we're connected to everyone and everything through the breath, that we can share thought and bodies of consciousness with other people. So those are the, I'm thinking of my mom and she just all of a sudden called me, or I haven't talked to my best friend in 20 years and voila, there we are face to face on the sidewalk. There's also the faculty of picking up the energy of other people, not just the information that is conveyed through words or visually or what we hear, but actually their frequency. Every one of us has a frequency, and that frequency is communicates, you know, and we pick up on that. And also we have a soul history. So we're drawing from our own soul experiences. So it is like a satellite energy, a satellite wisdom, rather than a linear knowing that our other senses provide.
Oh, I like that. A satellite. So we all are...
very satellite. Multi-dimensional, multi-informed beings. And the good news is science now is catching up with metaphysics, in that it is acknowledging that the heart has its own intelligence, and that the body, and it communicates to the whole body and the whole energy field, and we are informed way beyond our five physical senses, and that inner knowing is probably our most accurate. It's when our mind fights it that we get confused and lost.
That is the biggest thing, isn't it? Is that ego that's confusing
yes.
us? It is, okay.
It is our ego, but it's also our conditioning, depending on the kind of conditioning we've had. An Aboriginal would never fight their intuition.
Yeah.
Never. That would be antithetical to what their whole consciousness. Whereas a westernized, highly left brain, really culturally indoctrinated to look outside for who we are kind of person would be a little more inclined to question this natural GPS system, because they were conditioned and indoctrinated to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any child under 7 is very intuitive and very clearly connected.
Yeah, that is the case, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what stops people from, because based on what you just said, and my belief is that this as well, that we all have this inner truth within us that can lead us to whatever we desire, whether it's, perfect health, a beautiful relationship, an abundance of helpful people, of money, whatever it is that we desire, we just simply tap into that. Like, what would you say to someone would be the way to kind of navigate through the ego in order to get to their into that sixth sense.
That deeper self?
Yeah.
Well, the ego is a conditioned self. It is a creation that we all have manifested in result to fear. So it's very externally oriented, and it's very defensive. It's highly subjective. And it's not informed as well as the higher being of us. So step one is to recognize you don't want to kill your ego. You just need to see its limitations. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not your brightest bulb on the tree. Okay? That'd be step one. Step two, have a realistic understanding of how intuition works, because I feel like people expect intuition to give you the full plan, step by step, and the end result in its entirety. Whereas really, it's more like headlights on a very dark road. Just keep following the headlights and you'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep following that inner light instead of figuring out, well, how am I going to be sure at the end? How can I be sure? How can I be sure? Just know that the inner impulses that come up and that guide you moment to moment are all you need to really follow.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest obstacle is, well, I'm only going to follow it if I can be sure and guaranteed at the end. Well, that's the ego's control saying, I can't be sure that the headlights will get me where I'm going on the road. Well, you're not going to get there any other way.
That's right.
You're not going to get there any other way. So if you make a shift that your expectation and understanding of intuition is this inner light, this inner aha, this inner awareness that gives you impulses moment to moment, and you begin to acknowledge them as valid. Say, this is a valid awareness that my ego and other people's egos may not be able at the moment to validate, but it is valid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to follow it. And if I don't follow it, at least let me begin by acknowledging it. I have a feeling this is not the right way. Even then, when you discover it wasn't the right way, at least you acknowledged it. And here's the key. It doesn't work to acknowledge it mentally. You have to acknowledge it verbally, because then you can't deny it.
So verbally meaning, is that...
I have a feeling this isn't working out. I have a feeling that I'm on the wrong track. I have a feeling that this isn't... I'm not in alignment with things correctly. I have a feeling that person isn't really being truthful with me. I have a feeling that this project needs some adjustment before we go further. I have a feeling that financing we're waiting to come through isn't coming through. When you name it, you claim it. Part B is then you can make a choice to act on it or not, but the first thing is to acknowledge it.
I like that. And is it that our brain, our subconscious needs to hear our words, just needs to sink right in to that in order to reinforce?
I think that when you hear your own words, it's more than your brain. Your whole body feels it. It's
powerful.
Like putting a key into a lock. It opens you up into a more, like, a state of more integrity, which means a more wholeness with yourself, with your greater self. Not just your localized self.
So I agree with you, and I love what you're saying. Now, how do you look at, or how do you see our higher selves? Like, is that different than the sixth sense and intuition?
No. The sixth sense is the voice of your higher self. It is the communication of your higher self.
So it's sort of the voice of reason then, or the voice of truth?
Not the voice of reason, but it is the voice of truth.
Okay.
Unless we would say higher reason. But it's not the voice of ego reason. The voice of ego reason is called fear.
Is there a certain part or place in our body, maybe the pineal gland, where this higher self...
I think that what you need, but the whole body is the receptacle, but it originates in the heart space, which is the first organ in the body. Until there's a heartbeat, there is no beingness. The brain comes much later, including the pineal gland.
Mm-hmm.
Much later in the development of who we are. and our the physical body that encapsulates who we are in our physical form. So the pineal gland is informed by the heart, not the other way around.
Mm.
The heart comes first.
You know,
and
I've
the heart has intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
That informs the entire body how to be alive. So it's not, the pineal gland is a receptor to the heart. And the more the heart is heard, the more the pineal gland activates. Not the other way around.
Would you even go as far as to say that the heart is our manifesting organ?
Absolutely. No mm-hmm. heart. No manifestation of who we are in mm-hmm. this form. When the brain dies and the heart's still beating, we're here. When the heart's gone, we're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to know that your heart is not just a sentimental, mushy, it's your highest form of intelligence.
Wow, that's powerful.
It is, and I want people, I hope that your listeners have a chance to really sit with that.
Will you say it one more time?
Your heart is your highest form of intelligence. Einstein knew it. He said the human spirit, which is what gives the heart a beat, the breath, spirit is our sacred gift, the rational mind, its faithful servant. But we've thrown away the gift of our spirit and have become enslaved to the servant. I consider your rational mind the pet. It's like your pet dog.
Mm-hmm.
It should be in service to your spirit, not a menace to your spirit.
Yeah, and I've also heard where science is now saying that the energy felt from the heart is measured outside of the body up to 2 kilometers.
Right. And it is infinitely 5,000 times more powerful than the brain. And if you meditate and you listen to your heart, that can go not 2 kilometers. That can go for miles to all the way around the world. And mm-hmm. if you don't think so, think of the heartbeat of Nelson Mandela or Mahatma Gandhi or Mother Teresa or Helen Keller.
Mm-hmm.
It is a force to be reckoned with.
It is. I agree with you. Wow, I'm loving this conversation. Sonia, last time you were on my show, you mentioned the single biggest reason people don't manifest in their life is because they aren't givers. And you shared a wonderful story about how you manifested your contract with Hay House.
I'll share it again real quickly.
That would be great.
I was on book tour at the time, and I was with a book of mine in San Francisco, and I was on Powell Street, maybe. I don't remember, but Union Street or something. But anyway, when I went into the bookstore, nobody was there except a stinky homeless man. And he was very stinky. And I was with a fellow that I worked with who was a musician, and he looked around and he said, "Let's go." And I said, "No." He said, "But there's no one here." I said, "But there is. There's this stinky homeless man." He goes, "Well, he's not here for you." I go, "He's sitting in the chair." So what we're going to do is, never mind who's here. We're going to just do what we're going to do. I'm going to sing. I'm going to talk to him, and you're going to sing to him. And that's all we can do, is give what we came here to give, not what we came here to get. And so I did talk to him, and Mark sang to him, and he, at one point, he winked at me. He looked up, and he was snoring and looking like sound asleep to make the whole experience more insulting to my ego. And, you know, I just kept doing what I was doing, and believe me, wanted to burst into tears at any moment, thinking how pathetic of me, but still, got to do what I do. So,
sure.
And I turned to Mark, and I said, he's an angel. And this is my opportunity to really just be me. Give, come here to give what we came to give, not what we came here to get. Well, he got up and left. It was a very unceremonious ending and a subject. And I went back to my room and felt sad and pathetic and a loser.
Not you. You didn't feel that
yes,
way.
Yes, I absolutely did.
Oh, yeah. Thanks
and,
for being
and
honest.
So, end the subject. But
yeah.
Time goes on. And eventually I get a contact from Hay House. And the guy is the acquisitions guy of new authors. And he said, here's what happened. The woman that was the bookstore manager, she left that bookstore and went to another bookstore. And the Hay House acquisitions guy went into her new bookstore and he said, you know, who's worth paying attention to? Who's really got something that really is worth me taking notice? And she said, well, I only have one person to tell you about, and that is Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
Because most authors would have screamed and yelled at me about how I failed my job and would be so mad that I didn't fill up the store for them. But she just, you know, did this and thanked me and went on her way. And he came after me and said, this is the kind of energy we want. We want to give you, you know, take you on board as one of our top authors, take you around the world, and do whatever we can to promote your message. And it would not have happened had I left.
Wow.
It would not have happened.
I hope everyone takes that story in. Because I tell you, when I have moments of self-doubt or, you know, wondering, well, gosh, you know, I'm working so diligently, and but I'm not seeing the results that I want as quickly as I would like them, I remember your story. And it just reminds me to be in the moment and to know that, you know, whoever, if it's those two people in the room, those are the two people to talk to, or that one stinky homeless man, you know.
Right.
That's the person that the universe has put in front of you to serve.
Yes, to serve.
Yeah. So then what
are we showing up to get, or are you showing up to give?
I like that. Are you showing up to get, or are you showing up to give? So then what do you say to the person, like I was on a radio show yesterday and I had a caller call in and she says, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I was talking about manifesting and the importance of being of service and giving first. And she said, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I give and give and give, and I feel like I'm not getting anything back.
Then you look at, first of all, you're done there. My work here is done. And you move on, but you still stay a giver.
Mm-hmm. And is how important
is and also be negotiating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are very manipulative. They work on what I call implied giving. Implied giving is I'm giving, but you're supposed to give back. I'm talking about giving with no secret agenda. I gave and went on my way. Now
yeah.
I have a million books sold. At the time, I probably had 5,000.
Wow.
So you, most.
Yeah. So you knew enough that the person was there for a reason.
Yeah.
You knew to continue to be in integrity and to serve.
Right.
And so then tell me this other part of this, which I think the other part of giving is receiving, right? People have
right.
to have the ability to receive, whether it's a compliment or a book contract with Hay House, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to that a little bit?
Well, I feel like if you trust the process and you give to give without a secret agenda or implied agreements, and you show up and you do your best full out, and if there is a situation where there should be an agreement in place, you negotiate it. The biggest problem is not working with negotiated agreements.
Can you give
and
me an example?
Well, the example is, I I show up and I'm going to give a talk, and the implied agreement is it's all about me. It's all about me, and you better, you know, fill the room, and you better have my coffee and water and snacks, and you better, you know, kind of give a big, big introduction. And okay, well, if I'm engaged to come and do a speaking engagement, and my time is contracted for that, okay, we'll negotiate that. But if I'm on book tour, it is my privilege to be in front of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
When I give with negotiated agreement, it's negotiated. I don't show up and expect anybody to know what I want. I make my request loud and clear, and then we negotiate if those are met. And that is fair both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I find a lot of people say, well, I give and didn't get what I want. It's like, you were giving to get. You
Powerful.
Are giving to get, and that vibration will never work for you.
Mm-hmm.
That is called a negotiation and an agreement and a contract, and everybody knows the terms. Everybody. You as the giver plus the person you're expecting something to give back. Everybody knows the terms. But when you give without telling your other party, this is what I get, then you're just setting yourself up, and it's a manipulation.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Please make those distinctions and manifest in your heart's desire.
Definitely. And Sonia, you are such a giver, and you're so gracious with your time, and thank you. I can't believe our half hour.
I know.
It goes by in a nanosecond, doesn't it?
But I was so honored to be on your show, and thank you so much again for giving me the chance to share my message. I'm so grateful.
Well, it's my pleasure. Would you please just share your website with people? Because I know you have fantastic free content that supports so many people. And also, if you could share your link for your course on manifesting.
Yes, I really am excited to invite people to my website because it is full of free gifts. And it's called soniachoquette.com, S-O-N-I-A. CHOQUETTE.com. And when you go there, you'll see at the top, first of all, you'll see this whole thing there that says sign up for your free gifts, and please do, because they're real gifts.
Yeah.
The real things that will help you, not just fluff.
Right.
I don't like that. I mean, if you're going to give something, make it substantially meaningful. So do sign up for that. It's right there on the top, and right next to it, you're going to see online courses. And the online course for manifesting, front and center, is the course called Creating Your Heart's Desire.
Mm.
That's the course that will really walk you from your desire to your manifestation. Step by grounded step.
Wow, fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing that. Everyone, you heard it here. Sonia, her work is beautiful. She will help you manifest your goals, anything you desire. Go to her website. And Sonia, have a fantastic day. Thank you. I hope to have
All
you back
my
soon.
Love.
All my love to you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So I know we had some callers hanging in there. I'm so sorry I couldn't get to you. I mean, there's just... She's amazing. I just couldn't interrupt her talk. And I know that I'm sure you got a lot out of hearing her and listening to her. And one thing is, if you would like to go to my Facebook page, it is the area where we're chatting for the show today and for the shows going forward. And that is Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom page. So go there, type your question in. I'll be happy to answer it for you if you have any questions as well. We have a few minutes left. And let's see. We do have another caller. Let me click here. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dani Marie. How are you?
Great. Tell me your first name again.
Dani Marie.
Dani.
Dani, like Danish or dainty.
Okay, very nice. Dani Marie. So I apologize. Sonia has a radio show that she has to get to, so she just hung up, but I'm happy to do a reading for you.
Yes, please. Yes.
What question do you have?
Well, with regard to my marriage, that would be awesome to try and get some messages with regard to my marriage.
Okay.
I didn't expect to get through, so that's wonderful.
Good, terrific. Well, I am shuffling my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle card deck, so let's see. My pleasure. Is there a specific question about your marriage or sort of a...
To see where it's going, because it's in a bit of turmoil right now, and I'm hoping that this can be rectified.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to see if there's any guidance or messages to tell me what to do with regard to it, what to do or where my husband's head is at.
All right. So interesting. And Sonia talked about this topic a bit. It's called the card that I pulled for you is called Negotiate.
Okay.
So let me read it
to
you. Wow. I know. The card is, the universe is reminding you that everything is negotiable and is making you aware that it's possible for all parties involved to get their needs met.
Okay.
There's an action step here for you.
Okay.
Speak your truth and come from a place of integrity in every situation and in every relationship you have. When negotiating, ask the other person involved, what is the most important thing for them to receive? And remember that everyone in every situation can receive what's for their highest and best. So just like Sonia says, you know, really get clear about, you know, what it is that you want. Ask them, you know, what is it that you want from this relationship? What is it that you want from this time right now? Because what he could want now could also change in the future. You know, you just may be going through a little bit of a rough patch.
Right.
And, you know, maybe he just says, well, I just need time away, a boys' weekend away or something.
That's funny because he has one scheduled. For his birthday, going to Vegas.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, allow for that to happen and let him miss you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just let it unfold. Allow for him to have a really good time. Don't even call him. Just allow. And then just see what happens when he gets back.
Okay, that sounds great. Because, I mean, we've got 5 kids and I'm disabled. And a lot of weight is on his shoulders financially. And I think that's how our marriage got awry, is this financial with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just was really worried trying to figure out and asking the angels and my guides what to do, what steps to take to get us through this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. That card is perfect.
It is. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for calling and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Namaste.
Yeah. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, you know, there's oftentimes, and it's funny how the universe works, because Sonia was talking about negotiating, and that's the card that comes up. And it's interesting, you know, that it came up in a relationship setting, in a marriage setting, because, you know, I guess if we really think about it, life is a series of negotiations. And same with the... you know, marriage, of course, is as well. And at times, the energy can change. You know, it can change where someone may have just need a little space. And it's funny that we're talking about this right before Valentine's too. So that's kind of neat. But it doesn't mean that if someone needs a little time or space away, that means that a marriage has to end. Because it sounds like with 5 kids and her situation, I'm sure that things can get back on solid footing. So, and that's the thing too, which reminds me of what Sonia mentioned, is about showing up, being authentic, and really being a giver. You know, if oftentimes if you feel like you're not, the best way to solve the feeling of that you're not getting enough is to give more, and just give and give and give, with no agenda. like Sonia says, with no agenda. Just allow for your truth, to share your truth, to be open to whatever comes your way, you know? And yes, we go through our human experience. And like she said, when she's back in her hotel room thinking that she's a loser, and well, it's hard to believe with her. But anyway, you know, we all have this human part of us that, you know, comes into play. And then look what happens. She's selling 5,000 books at that time, but then it jumps to 1 million because someone said, I have one person for you to contact, and that's Sonia Choquette, because she is the real deal. So, you know, ask yourself as you go through life and as you go through your daily experiences, you know, are you holding back from giving, or are you stopping yourself from giving? You know, what is it that you're doing in your life that you could actually change? Because we're in charge of that, right? We're in charge of who we experience what with. So allow for that to happen. And I think we have another caller who dialed in. Let's see who this is.
Oh, no. This is me. I just called back so I can finish listening to the show.
Oh, hi. You called back through the line. Okay. All right. I'll put you back on mute. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So if anyone else wants to call in, we have a toll-free number. The number is area code 877-633-9454. Again, that toll-free number is 877-633-9454. I'm happy to do a mini reading for you. We'll pull a card from the card deck and see what we have. In the meantime, next week, please tune in for another great show. I've got a guy, Robert Taylor. I found him through a Fox News feed on spirituality, and I listened to him for a bit, and I thought, this guy is amazing. He is the author of the New York Times best-selling book, A New Way to Be Human. Robert is closely aligned with Desmond Tutu and also the Dalai Lama. So he is, I mean, I have just been really looking forward to having him on the show and listening to his message. I think you'll really enjoy him as well. It's same time next week, 11 a.m. Mountain Standard, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Wealth and Wisdom Hour. Robert Taylor, author of A New Way to Be Human. So that's all I have for you all today. If you want to find out more about my newly released book, The Alchemy of True Success, please visit www.truesuccessbook.com. And we also kept up that site so you can access over $1,000 in free gifts when you buy the book on Amazon. So what you do is you either go to amazon.com or .uk or .ca or all the other Amazons out there, and then you come back to the page, truesuccessbook.com, enter your order number, and you have instant access to over $1,000 in free gifts. And these were gifts generously donated by leaders in the field of law of attraction and on manifesting. There are free ebooks, there's free videos, there's free courses that you can take, free audio interviews with people. It's just fantastic gifts. There's over 26 free gifts in there, so please check that out. And I want to wish everyone a very, very happy Valentine's Day tomorrow. Enjoy the day of love, and also enjoy the day of self-love, because as you know, if you don't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. So thanks, everyone. Have a terrific week, and I'll see you here next week. Take care.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. GEICO has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.